Well, you just give us some leading questions.
All right. For example, becoming interested in, well, in fact, let's start with school. We haven't talked about your schooling at all. Your recollections of what the schoolroom is like, the school year.
I think you went through grades and so forth with me, don't you know, with Marilio?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You did. And then when it was time to become interested in girls, what was a friend called, and what did she call you,
it grew out of the crowd situation, of course, at school. I don't remember names attached to much of that, really. Someone just became your girl, you know.
Girl, and you'd be her.
What would she call me? I have no idea. I couldn't give you a term.
Mm-hmm. And if you were interested in her, you would be thought, you'd be said to be courting.
No, that would be an artificial term. Going with someone. He goes with her, and then to a certain extent, then they're in love. You see,
mm-hmm.
But you start going with someone, dating them, and.
Courting was
not used. It was archaic. Your parents would say you're courting somebody, you know, you wouldn't say it.
And kissing, what word would you use for that?
Well, I believe kissing. Kissed a good night, you know, something like that. I wouldn't...
Bussing, smooching.
That's not one you use very much. Necking, one used in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of that. I don't sound like a great lover here, but I'm made out, I reckon.
How about dances?
This country love to dance through here. The Delta love to dance, and the Prairie section love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
We had dances in the home, but we had what we called script dances in the various towns. So you could, you know, someone get up a dance. We had some of the big name orchestras down here.
Is that right?
Sure did. Some of the fine big bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go to some of these neighboring towns, and you get a whole car after car would go. A little town went empty, you know, going up to another
mm-hmm.
neighboring town and had a dance.
I didn't catch what you
script.
Called. I see.
That was just the name given because I guess you paid to get in. I don't know what do you suppose that meant? It meant you had paid admission. That's what, rather than an invitational dance, you went to a script
mm-hmm.
dance.
Mm-hmm.
And
script is artificial money.
Yeah. I don't know why in the world they would call it a script dance.
Yeah. I never heard that.
Yeah, script dance.
Mm-hmm.
And they would generate a well of a lot of money. They'd have in a large place. And I'm trying to think of some of the old Jan Gobb or somebody like that. They'd have some of the big orchestras down in this Prairie section.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the young boys that were extremely pretty rich would kick in a good bit of the money to underwrite the thing. But everybody would pay, you know, $5 or whatever, a couple to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And the mothers were very hesitant. My sister was not allowed to go to script dance because it was not properly chaperoned, my older sister. My second sister, when she came along, well, the family had become more liberal and permissive, so she went and I went too. I danced just like I like to sing. I've danced all my life. In this Prairie section, just as in the Delta, they're mixed generations.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Eugene had a lot of property close to my father and a very much a ladies' man way back. I remember... He would be at a dance, I would be there, and people younger than I. So they mix the generations there.
Mm-hmm.